AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Northeast is getting ready for its first major snowstorm of the season. Some parts of northern England were expecting up to 10 inches of snow. USA Gymnastics and an Olympic sports watchdog failed to stop a coach's sexual abuse, according to lawsuits.
Two gymnasts who say they were sexually abused at an elite academy in Iowa have filed lawsuits against the sports oversight bodies, alleging Sean Gardner preyed on girls despite repeated complaints about the coach's behavior. The lawsuits filed Monday allege USA Gymnastics and the U.S. Center for Safe Sport were told about inappropriate and abusive behaviors as early as December 2017 when Gardner was a coach in Mississippi. The suits allege the organizations failed to properly investigate, revoke Gardner's coaching credentials, report him to law enforcement, or take other actions to protect athletes. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Luigi Mangione is back in court today. AP correspondent Michael Sisek reports on his court appearance yesterday.
Luigi Mangione was back in court on Monday for a pivotal pretrial hearing in his state murder case. Mangione and his lawyers are seeking to prevent prosecutors from using evidence against him that prosecutors say link him to the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Mangione and his lawyers are fighting to keep out of the trial a gun that authorities say they found in a backpack that was with Mangione when he was arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania, 5 days after the shooting, and also a notebook and other items that authorities say they found in that backpack. Now, prosecutors say that the notebook contained writings about the healthcare industry and where Mangione expressed a desire to whack a CEO. Judge Gregory Caro is going to decide these evidentiary issues, but first he has to hear from as many as 24 or more witnesses.
This is AP News. There's a change coming to U.S. airports. AP correspondent Ed Donahue tells us more.
Air travelers without a real ID will face a $45 fee starting in February. Real ID has been required since May, but passengers without it have been allowed to clear security with extra screening. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 94% of passengers already have real ID. The $45 fee is meant to get those 6% without it to get it. Real ID is designed to meet enhanced requirements mandated in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. It shows up on IDs as a white star in a yellow circle. TSA officials say paying the fee does not guarantee verification, and travelers with identities that cannot be verified may be turned away. If approved, the verification covers a 10-day travel period. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.